If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Are you guys in the newsroom and sports lounge ready to play everybody's favorite radio game? It's Two Truths and Eli. And I'm Wendy Snyder. Dave Schwann is here. Charlie Remeliotis. Eli Burke, this is your baby.
This is my baby. It's everybody's favorite game, though. Two Truths and Eli is back on a wonderful Sunday morning. We have a crew of veterans here to play Two Truths and Eli. Everyone here has knows how the game works, but in case this is your first time here, let me refresh you on the rules. So, I have found three wacky and wild news stories from throughout the week, but the catch is, I made one of those up. One of those is the Eli, and your job, Wendy and crew, is to figure out which one of those stories it is. Now, a couple weeks ago when we were playing, I mentioned that some people were listening, in fact, to the stories, and they weren't too happy with the way that they were being portrayed. So, I have left everybody's name out of this in stories. So I've written around names. So I've gotten a little creative in terms of how I've alluded to people. But I think you'll know who I'm talking about. But just so you know, if it sounds fishy, everyone's names have been removed.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Protect
our identities, yes.
Oh, okay.
So without further ado, here is story number one. A very popular chain restaurant known for their encyclopedia of a menu and monstrous portion sizes has announced they are testing a new feature to certain locations in California. Many of its tables already come equipped with a tablet for ordering, and this chain has apparently realized that navigating 250-plus menu items is its own kind of decision fatigue. Enter the Surprise Me button, tucked in the corner of the screen, letting customers pick a $15, $25, or $35 price point and receive three random menu items, chosen for them, no scrolling required. Servers say the button has already caused at least one existential crisis over whether it a to-go order or ordering to-go before even seeing what it actually was.
Hmm. All right.
Maybe you found some, maybe that button ends up with three pieces of cheesecake on your table. Maybe you only get salads. Who knows what the shuffle button ends up with you getting there.
I don't like that idea.
Well, it's just the, maybe you have the idea to make your own decision. This is only for people who are indecisive.
All right.
Maybe you're not sold on it. Maybe story number two might get you.
All right.
In a sentence that somehow has to be said, a university in New York has banned students from processing wild animals in dorm room kitchens after two students tried to make black bear pastrami. No, it's not some sick concession stand idea that the Packers thought up to make $30 at Lambeau Field. Two students with New York hunting licenses lawfully hunted an adult black bear and wanted to bring it to one of their houses to turn into food. However, they explained that while that no longer became a possibility, they turned their dorm room kitchen to skin and butcher and store it. A two-day cleanup was made, and one student said he assumed it was just a rough dining hall week until he saw the claw.
I'm itching towards that one, but I haven't heard story number three yet.
A bookstore in California has gone viral after a stolen book was returned to them after 40 years and even came with a late payment. Staffers at the bookstore were shocked when they found a small package one morning containing a first edition copy of The Unstrung Harp and an apology note explaining the book was stolen in the early 1980s when the thief was a college student with addiction problems and desperate need of money. In a quest of cleaning up the actions of his past, he mailed the book back with $100 inside as a late fee and left his contact information. The bookstore said the late fee should have added up to $20,000, but they're willing to let this one slide.
That seems believable. All right, a big menu and a shuffle button, so it will pick three items. You pick the price. I don't know about that one. I don't know. Technology is around.
Schwani, Charlie, anything sticking out to you there?
I agree with Wendy. I think the third one is very believable, so I'm going to rule that one out.
Yeah, for
and now
sure.
I'm going back and forth between the first and the second one.
I'm saying there's no way someone is going to skin a bear in a dorm room.
Yeah, I'm going to lean toward the second one here.
I will agree. Let's go unanimous.
All right. We think that the black bear pastrami is the Eli.
You think that's the fake one. So what I'll do right now is I'm going to take one of the real stories away, kind of Monty Hall this, if you will.
You're too young to even know who Monty Hall is.
But that's a correct reference, right?
Yeah,
there
good
we go.
Job.
So a couple weeks ago, Wendy, I tried to pull a fast one where I hit a piece of paper in the studio, and you found it earlier.
Yeah.
I tried that again this time. Hopefully you didn't find it, but to your eye level, right underneath that tape dispenser to your right, there is a piece of paper. Would you mind grabbing that and reading it for me?
God. You are so
There's
funny.
One there, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, he is sneaky, you guys. This is, do I start from the beginning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Booklegger, I am returning this Edward Gorey first edition to you because I stole it from the store sometime in the early 1980s. I was a student at HSU with a horrible drug and alcohol problem. I was in desperate need of money, but even more desperately needed a spiritual awakening in my life. I was eventually blessed with just a psychic change. I proceeded to clean up my past and make something meaningful out of my life. Somehow this little book escaped my notice for 20 years until I came across it cleaning out my garage last week. I was so happy to find that the store was still in business so I could return the book and tell you how sorry I am for my utter lack of principles. I do believe it has increased in value while waiting to be rediscovered in its cardboard box. I hope that you and the store are thriving up there on the beautiful Humboldt Bay. I was the chef at the Waterfront Oyster Bar for a while and miss it. Please text me if there's anything further I might do to right this wrong.
So, wow. So there you have it. The book story was real. You were all right on the money there. I just wanted to share maybe a little bit of heartwarming news today. That one made me smile to see it, but that was a really cool story, and I was happy that they got rid of the late fees for him, too, because he cleaned up his ass. So hopefully with the time that we had there, do you want to lock in the Black Bear story being the fake one, or would you like to switch? I'm giving you an opportunity to change your answer. Would you want to change it to the shuffle button at the restaurant?
No, I believe the shuffle button. I'm sticking with the Black Bear
too,
pastrami.
Actually. Given the fact that more and more you go into restaurants and you order off a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Cornell University.
That is unbelievable.
That was a true story out of Cornell. Some Ivy League students were the culprits there. Everything was lawful, and it was like a really brutal cleanup procedure for the dorm room kitchen. But they had to kind of make a statement saying, please don't cook wild animals in our kitchens, please.
We should have known that the most ridiculous one was going to be the answer.
I guess.
That's, wow. So I cannot believe that.
I can't either.
The shuffle button that was, to me, inspired by the menu of the Cheesecake Factory was fake. I made that one up. So the story number one was fake. I got you guys.
That was a good one. That was really good.
Yeah, great job. Two Truths and Eli. You sometimes hear that on the John Landecker show as well, but it's Eli's game, and he's sticking with it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. All right. Great job. I'm very proud of you. All right. 312-981-7200. We're going to clean up a few things here on the text line, and we're going to take a quick break and back 720 WGN.